Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
Idly, hey!
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished!
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
It's another episode of The Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast where we talk to actors and celebrities from your favorite television shows, music, comedy, movies, and more. And today we have a very special guest. I have been a fan of Adam Trent for quite some time, going back a few years ago to The Road Trick, which was on Netflix, which was a great show. And then it moved over to, I believe, Red Bull TV at one point. And I've seen Adam on AGT, and he's got these great Instagram videos that he does and a lot of other things. But we're here to talk about his brand new special, The Magic Maker, which will be airing Thanksgiving evening. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, going back to The Road Trick, we're here to talk about your current project. But I have to say, one of the things that I see or saw in the trailer for this episode or this special that you're doing, and kind of comparing the two, that you do magic for people, obviously not street magic, but you're performing for people on the street. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is that you have oftentimes this very human connection with people, as opposed to maybe somebody else who's coming up and you're doing tricks, which I think is great because it makes what's happening between the two of you or other people very real and honest, and then it translates over to the viewer. So let's talk about The Magic Maker on ABC. How did this come about for you, and what can people expect?
Yeah, so this was a concept that I came up with a couple of years ago and just started pitching around to networks, and ABC got really excited about it. They wanted to do it. So we filmed it back in January, and basically what the concept was, you know, I've been a magician my whole life, and I've been trying to find a way to make magic work on television in a way that is unique and different. And, you know, aside from what the actual tricks are, what is the reason for these tricks happening to people? So with The Road Trick, which was my last series on Netflix, that was really about like, what can magic do for me? Like if I was essentially dropped off in Europe with just a backpack and only a backpack full of magic tricks, could I make my way across Europe and basically use magic as this icebreaker to connect me to all these amazing life experiences? What The Magic Maker is, which is coming out on Thanksgiving night on ABC, that's a bit different from that, is it's not what can magic do for me, but what can magic do for other people? So I'm essentially, you know, breaking the first rule of magic, which is don't tell people how secrets work. And I'm actually taking people and giving them magic that I've designed specifically for them to use in their own lives for big moments that are coming up in their lives. So for example, there's a soldier who's coming home from overseas, and he reached out to me and he goes, hey, I'm returning from, you know, a line of duty here. And rather than just walking in the door to surprise my family of coming home, I'd love to magically reappear. You know, can you help me? Can you give me, you know, your magic powers essentially to help me magically reappear for my family? So we did that. I designed a trick where we, you know, had this soldier appear and surprise his family in the middle of the park, you know, because these are always emotionally charged moments. But a soldier walking through a door is already just really powerful. But when that same soldier homecoming happens, when a family's sitting on a picnic blanket in the middle of the park and all of a sudden the picnic blanket raises up and there's their father, husband, who they haven't seen in 2 years, it's this beautiful mixture of surprise and shock and realization. And you didn't, you know, it's really interesting when you perform a magic trick for someone who doesn't know that they're seeing a magic trick, right? We've seen great success with that on the Carbonaro effect, where, you know, if you perform magic for someone and they don't know they're watching a magic trick, it's a totally different reaction of confusion, shock, surprise, all these things. this is kind of like the emotional version of that, where, like I said, the soldier comes home from war. A guy reached out to me who wants to propose to his girlfriend. So I taught him how to walk on water. I told him how to, make a ring appear. I made a wedding dress appear. The whole area around this girl transforms into a wedding magically. And her family members appear. And we're like, you want to get married right now? You know, so we're basically taking magic and putting it in the biggest moments, in the most pivotal moments of people's lives, and seeing how they react. And I think it's the first time that this has ever really been done on television, especially with a magician. We did this with the same producers of Extreme Makeover Home Edition. So it has that same, you know, life-changing feel where people's lives are being changed in certain moments, and we're capturing it on camera. And I think that magic, as kind of an explanation point to all of these amazing life moments, really was something special that we found here.
Yeah. Were you able to do this prior to all the craziness happening, or was it kind of in the middle of things, or how did it work out for you?
Yeah. So we actually filmed this thing back in January, which was like height of the pandemic, like worst time to film a TV show ever. But, you know, I think we did very well with what it was. We thought about waiting until pandemic was over, but I think that a show like this is kind of what people want and need right now. When I first came up with the concept, this was a couple of years ago before we knew anything about a pandemic coming. But in hindsight, this is still the show that I would have wanted to do, because I think that, especially after the year that we've all been, I think that there's something really special about humanity helping humanity. And without sounding cheesy or cliche, I do think that this is the closest thing that we've ever come to real magic, you know, because of the personal connection, the emotions. So yeah, we filmed this thing back in January. It was a complete nightmare trying to film this during COVID, because there were, you know, people that reached out from all over the country. We had hundreds and thousands of nominations of people saying, hey, like, you know, my wife just found out that she's cancer free. Can we reveal this to her in a magical way? Or, hey, like my, you know, high school principal's changed all of our lives. Can we please do something to honor him? Or, you know, hey, I'm, you know, just all these stories. And as you get into it during COVID, you start to realize, well, you know, we can't film with certain people who have immunodeficiencies. You know, we can't be flying people out across the country to do this. You know, there's all kinds of, it was from a production standpoint, it was really amazing that we pulled this thing off when we did.
Yeah, I think that's fascinating, especially, again, I agree with you 100%. This is something that is important. And the fact that you're marrying these two things together, big emotional events in people's lives, like proposals or soldiers coming home, and allowing them to quote unquote be in on it. I mean, I've been a fan of magic since I was very little. And I remember my grandfather taking me to the magic shop, and even at points in my life attempting to learn little tricks, you know, that you could buy. I remember he would buy these and we would do card tricks or dice tricks or whatever. And I have a young son who I've exposed also to this. Now, there was a magic shop in Monterey that we used to go to quite regularly where they would do tricks. So it's interesting because you're letting people in on this and they're kind of being a part of it. Magic is already an emotional experience anyway when you perform a trick. You know, even in our intro, when you're like, have we met before? My hair raises on my neck, because it's like, you know, that moment of like, what's going to happen when you get people involved like this, is obviously you're teaching them secrets and things like that. Do they get super, super excited because they're kind of getting let in on something that nobody has really ever let them in on before, or would want to let them in on, especially from the magic side of things?
Yeah, you know, a mixture of both. I think there's a lot of excitement. Like, if you imagine yourself as a regular person about to learn a magic trick to do in the biggest moment of your life, it's quite nerve-wracking, really. You know, like the moment by itself is already a really high stakes moment, right? Proposing to your girlfriend and having a surprise wedding where her whole family's going to appear. And, you know, like these are some things that can go wrong, right? And then on top of that, now a magician steps forward and says, hey, okay, you're going to walk on water right now. So the way you're going to do this, be very careful, is you're going to, you know, blah, 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 blah. And also here's, you know, we're going to make a ring appear then. And then also we have a wedding dress that's going to, you know, and all the stuff starts stacking up. And then I essentially step into the background, and I'm not doing the magic. The magic's in these regular people's hands. So I think there's a lot of nervousness from these people, because there's physical danger in these things, right? I'm making firefighters float in one of these scenes, right? Like there's things that can really go wrong here. And that's not like the show business thing of saying things can go wrong. Like things really can go wrong. Things did go wrong here. And you know, I look at this in the perspective of like, this is a win-win because when magic goes right, it's beautiful, it's emotional, it's spectacular, it's surprising. When magic goes wrong, it's very funny, very, very entertaining for everyone else except for the people that it's happening in the moment.
Yes.
So I was like, you know, like if it works, great. If it doesn't work, great. But, you know, we're going to set up these amazing moments for these real people. And then I'm going to step into the background and let these things just happen. And so in some of these scenes, like I'm undercover as I'm dressed as a bellhop. I'm dressed as a undercover firefighter. I'm dressed as, you know, a delivery guy in some of the scenes. So I'm there on site, but, you know, I basically get the ball all the way down to the field, the 1 yard line, set everything up. And then at the last minute, I hand all the work to this regular person. I say, here it is, you know, make your moment be what it's going to be. And yeah, some things went wrong, some things went right, but I think that it all came out to be a really, really beautiful TV show.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see this. It's funny you mentioned that when things can go wrong, like if you're watching a Penn and Teller, we kind of expect sometimes for things to go a little hinky, but I remember there was a clip floating around the internet when Copperfield was doing the flying thing and he actually got stuck and the curtains closed and he actually said, hey, everybody, I just need you to be patient on this. This is going to be worth your while for you to see what we've worked on. Like, I think he was caught mid-floating, so to speak. Very interesting. One last question or two here as we wrap. I know you were doing a lot of touring and you were on Broadway and all of this. Do you have plans to go back out and tour at this point? Once, I mean, I'm assuming people are already starting to do stuff, so you're probably close to it, if not already planning, I would imagine.
Yeah, so I've got a very short holiday tour plan in December across Florida. I'm going to Jacksonville and Clearwater and Delray Beach and Key Largo and forgetting where else off the top of my head. But yeah, I'm doing like a week of touring around Florida. You know, it's been so crazy trying to plan live shows during this pandemic because you plan something and then you get a phone call 3 months later saying, hey, the regulations in this state don't allow us to do this and that. And, you know, and you have tech people or people that I work with who have things come up where they can't travel or, you know, it's been really difficult in the live entertainment industry. I've kind of been, you know, doing live shows here and there, but really for the most part, putting a lot of effort into this Magic Maker thing. And also a lot of social media stuff, you know, making videos for social media. Live performing is what I began with. That's really where like my heart is. That's what I love more than anything. But, you know, I think that, you know, if we can do more of these Magic Maker, episodes, I think that'd be a lot of fun. And, to be honest, look, I think no one in the world knows exactly what's next at this juncture. Right. I think that everyone's going through really life redefining and interesting things. And I've really used this as a really cool time to step back and look at like, you know, what is it that exactly that I want to do, you know, especially with magic and how it relates to it. You know, I was kind of the birth of the Magic Maker was, you know, like, how can we show magic in a new way? And I think that this has been a much needed step back from just doing live show after live show and really looking at how can I, you know, create the next thing that's going to be interesting, whether it's online or whether it's on television. But I think that this Magic Maker thing, I do think that this is, I think this TV show is the closest I've come to what I want to do. You know, I do think it is a show that I think that people want right now. I think that as far as magic goes, it's a very non-self-serving magic show. You know, this is not a magic show about look what I can do. This is a magic show about look how you now feel. And I think that that's one of the most powerful things that magic can do. You know, we've always known that magic can move people's emotions. It can always, you know, impact people in certain ways. But I think we've kind of taken that concept and put it on steroids with doing it for soldiers and doing it for firefighters and for children's doctors who can actually use this magic to really do something beyond just, you know, finding your card and really, you know, use it to surprise and honor and shock and really do something special with all the people in their lives. So, you know, like I said, when we first started the show, we got thousands of submissions from people and the number of people that we couldn't use just for whatever reason, you know, there's only four people that we use in the show. We use firefighter, We use a soldier, we use a children's doctor, and a guy who's proposing to his girlfriend. But there were so many amazing stories that came in about, you know, I mean, the hundreds and hundreds of every single thing where you're almost crying reading these stories of, of you know, why these people want to use magic in their own personal lives to do something incredible. And it's like, oh my goodness, I want to do this. So, you know, we'll see what happens down the road, but I think there's a lot more, in this field, whether it's on with this show or something else.
Fantastic. Well, we have been chatting with magician Adam Trent, the Magic Maker, Thanksgiving evening. Be sure to watch this. It's fantastic from just the trailer that I've seen so far and all the other things. He's very active on social media, putting out some fun videos on Instagram and Facebook and the likes. Adam, thanks for hanging out with me today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Everyone tune in and watch The Magic Maker, 8 p.m. on ABC Thanksgiving night. It's going to be great.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly-do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.